Michael Anderson. Gosh, I guess the story is about a man and his friend who he hadn't seen in a long time. It started when he was walking down the road somewhere about 10 o'clock, and he came across a policeman who was making his rounds, checking businesses, going door to door. And, you know, the policeman stopped him and asked him a few questions. And, you know, they exchanged pleasantries. And then the policeman went on his way. I guess after that he was curious about finding his friend, because it was the place that he met the policeman was a place that he had been some time before in his youth. And I guess he wanted to come back there to see if somehow his friend would appear or something to that effect. And I think he was from New York, I think, and anyway, I guess he must have gone back there. It could be in his mind, or could be physically. You know, just trying to figure that if he went there, somehow his friend would appear. Eventually, I guess he saw a tall man that appeared, which probably looked very similar to his friend. He was from the West or something like that. And you know, he was talking to him, you know, trying to recall, you know, old memories. They were going to meet at a restaurant, and you know, from there, you know, they would just talk about things that happened in the past. Anyway, I think eventually what happened was that he recognized the man from a picture, and it was probably like a setup, because the policeman was a plainclothes policeman, you know, that he had gotten to come. And I think eventually he arrested the man because he couldn't really do it himself, I guess, because either the guy reminded him of an old friend or the guy was an old friend.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I can remember.
Alright.
One Sunday my dad came to visit me when I was much younger. And I wasn't living with him at the time. And he came with my brother, Lloyd, and my sister, Doreen, my other sister, Shirley, and they were all going to church. And when he came, he knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and he said, I'm coming to take you to church. And I said to him that I wasn't feeling very well. You know, I was sick, and he said, okay, I will see you later. And as soon as they left to go to church, I got up, put on my clothes, and went outside and started flying my kite. And I was outside for a very long time with a couple of friends who lived up the road. One of my best friends at the time, his name was Don Malcolm. And didn't realize how much time had passed. I was probably flying my kite for about 2-3 hours on the road. And then suddenly I felt I was, you know, on the road flying the kite, and suddenly I felt something hit me on the back of my leg. And when I turned around, there was my dad with my brothers and sisters coming back from church, and they were all laughing. And my dad came in the car and said, I thought you were sick this morning, you didn't want to come to church. As he said, so I just let go of the kite, and I was just frozen, couldn't say a word. And all of my brothers and sisters just started laughing, and that was it, pretty much.
Okay. All right, good.
This lady went out shopping for groceries, and I guess she collected all the groceries that she needed, and when she went to the checkout, she realized that she didn't have her wallet. So she, you know, put back all her groceries and decided that she would go back home and check to find out if she had left her wallet at home. On her way home, a little girl called her and told her that she found her wallet. I think that's about it.
Okay. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
5819-2647.
5819-2647.
3829-5174.
3829-5174.
27586-2584.
27586-2584.
7139-4258.
7159-4258.
Alright. Now, I'm going to say some numbers and I want you to say them after me, except I want you to say them backwards. For example, 2-4. Say
4-2.
Okay. Now say these numbers. Now say these after me backwards. And we already said 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
514.
3279.
9723.
4968.
8694.
15286.
6851. 68251.
61843. 5394188.
8153-41.
724856.
6572-8.
4739128.
8257382.
7289653 5 6 7 8 2
Foods. Banana. Mango. Orange. Fish. Steak. Eggs. Peanut. Chocolate. Grapes. Squash. Milk. Cheese. Hot dog. Hamburger. Mushrooms. Crabs, oxtail, tomatoes, stew peas, rice, shrimp, lobster, ackee, dumplings, oranges, pineapple, grapefruit, chicken, omelets, corned beef,
next category is animals. Oh, animals.
Dog, cat, cow, goat, antelope, lion, deer, cougar, wildebeest, fox, rabbit, pig, meerkat, giraffe, tiger, elephant, seal, bear, rat,
Anything else?
We are repeating, Cameron. Okay. Done.
Done. Okay.
Done.
All right. Next category is kitchen items.
Plates, forks, knives, spoon, cups, saucers, glass, pots, pans, stove, microwave, cabinets, refrigerator, toaster, spices, bowls, egg beater, scrapers, can openers, green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Go ahead.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, green, yellow, red.
Damn.
There was this lady who was in a grocery store and she was shopping and she had gathered all her stuff, and when she reached the checkout, she realized that she didn't have her wallet, so she put back all the stuff and was on her way home, and on her way home the girl called and told her that she had found her wallet. That's all I can remember.